Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf. We are holding a daf Tzadi Tesam in the page. We are at V'ika demasnila aseifa, about eight lines from the end of the page. Last word on the line is V'ika. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Alil Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Kali Sol in these times, and Atzach of our soldiers and our captives. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to talk about today is Amud Aleph is mostly going to be about the definition of an apikoros. Since an apikoros is in the chelik el maba, it's helpful to know who is an apikoros and who is not an apikoros. The Gemara is then going to talk about the schar for Tamidei Chachamim who cause themselves tzar in Olam Hazeh, as well as the schar of tzadikim la'asad lavo. And then the Gemara is on Amud Beis is going to talk about the status of Sefer Ben Sira, because when we talk about people who are in them chelik el maba, Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that af hakorei b'svarim achitzonim. So what exactly are these svarim achitzonim? So since one possibility is Sefer Ben Sira is something that's usher to read, so the Gemara is going to talk about what exactly is so terrible about Sefer Ben Sira and what you're allowed to read in Sefer Ben Sira. What's good about Sefer Ben Sira? Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have several explanations of the pasuk that says Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im, but that pasuk in Mishlei Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im V'Tov Lev Mishte Tamid. So what is that pasuk exactly referring to? Who are the Yemei Ani Ra'im, or the and what exactly is the Tov Lev Mishte Tamid? So let's begin again. The last one line is V'Ika 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the end of the page. Says the Gemara, V'ika demasnila aseifa. Some have this whole machlokas that we had just quoted at the end of yesterday's shir relating to the seifa of the brisa. That the pasuk says kidvar Hashem baza, and Rav Lazar Madai says that megala padam batora. That it's a reference to megala padam batora. So on that we have machlokas. Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri zeh mevaza talmud chacham. That megala padam batora refers to a talmud someone who's mevaza talmud chacham. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amri zeh mevaza es chaveiro bifnei talmud chacham. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi say that no, megala padam batora is not someone who's mevaza talmud chacham directly. He's mevaza somebody else in front of a talmud chacham. Well, Bishlam man yamra mevaza talmud chacham atzma megala padam batora avi. I understand very well if you say that mevaza talmud chacham himself, if you directly are mevaza talmud chacham, that's considered megala padam batora. Then mevaza chaveiro bifnei talmud chacham. Apikoros avi, then an apikoros, which is a level down, would be someone who's mevaza chavero in front of a talmud chacham. El madyam mevaza chavero befnei talmud chacham megala panim b'torah avi. But even if someone who is just mevaza chavero in front of a talmud chacham is already rises to the level of megala panim b'torah, well then apikoros kigon man. Who is it that we call an apikoros who is less chamor than someone who's mevaza chavero befnei Talmud Chacham? So in the Gemara, Am Rav Yosef Kigon Hani Da Amri. It's like those people that say, "My Ahanulan Rabbanan Liditu Karu Liditu Tanu." That what do the rabbis help us for? Meaning, we're not rabbis, Talmid Chachamim. Why are what benefit do Talmid Chachamim offer to the world, to society? They're learning for themselves. They're doing their own thing. You know, I understand if they're going to go out and they're going to teach and they're going to inspire. They're going to okay. So that I see value. Someone that sits in the Beis Medrash and he learns. So people who think that that doesn't contribute anything, that that doesn't help the world in any way, that's who an apikoros is. Amrle Abai, so Abai says, "Hi, megal panim b'torah namihu." Someone who says something like that is a megal panim b'torah. Also, he's kofer b'torah. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, "Imlo brisi yom v'layla chuko shemayim va'aretz lo samti." That it is the Torah that keeps the world going. It's only in the zchus of the Talmid Chachamim that the world continues to exist. So how can you say that such a person who thinks that there's no value for people sitting and learning is only an apikoros? He's much worse than an apikoros. He's a kofer b'torah entirely. So Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you that he's a kofer b'torah entirely. I'll bring you another pasuk that even those others who are ne- that, that that demonstrates that that others are nene from the zchus of Tamid Chachamim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, when it comes to Sodom, where Hashem said, if I find 50 tzaddikim in the city of Sodom, v'nasasi l'chala makom bavuram, I would save the whole place for 50 tzaddikim. So don't tell me that an apikoros is someone who says that Tamid Chachamim are not mahana other people. Someone who says that is worse than an apikoros. So says the Gemara says, Ella, so what is an apikoros? Kigon diyasub kame rabbe, like a Talmud who sits in front of his rabbi, v'nafale shmaito beduchta achriti, and he has to mention a sugya that's mentioned, that's found somewhere else, v'amar hachi amrinan hasam, and he says, this is what we said in that other place, v'lo amar hachi amar mar, but he doesn't speak with reverence to his rabbi. He doesn't say hachi amar mar, that this is what the master said, and even if that chiddush that the Talmud mentioned was something that they came up with together, and it wasn't something that was purely the Rebbe's chiddush, he still shouldn't say it. He still shouldn't say Amrinan. He should always be told of the kavod in his Rebbe, that the Rebbe was the one that was mechadesh that which was said. That's how the Marshal explains. That's the problem. The problem was he was saying Hachi Amrinan as if the Talmud is taking credit along with the Rebbe. So the Marshal points out that the problem with the Talmud taking credit is not only if it's false, even if the Talmud deserves to take some of the credit, because he came up with the idea together with the Rebbe. No, he should say Achi Amar Mar. He should always be told of the kavod in the Rebbe. Rava Amar, Rava says, I'll give you a different example of an apikores. Kigon Hani Debe Binyamin Asya, like those people who are found in the house of the doctor Binyamin. To Amri, that they're not kofrim in the Pesukim of the Torah. They say Maya Hani Lon Rabbanon. What did Tamid Chacham help us with their Torah? Even though they're learning Torah, May Olam Lo Sharulah. Lo sharulan orva. They were never matir us to eat a raven. Velo asulan yona. Nor were they did they ever aser eating a dove. Meaning they never were matir a trefa bird. They never aser a kosher bird. So we don't need their limud. We don't need their learning. We don't need their scholarship. Everything's right there in the Torah. So it doesn't really help us to have their scholarship. The Be'er Sheva writes that if they would say something like this, we would respond to them the Gemara says that a behema that's inside of another behema that gets shechted, meaning you have a pregnant behema that you shecht the mom, so the fetus is going to be mutter, and that means even a behema tmeya like a chazir, whereas an oaf that's inside of a behema that gets shechted is going to be aser b'achila, even if it's an oaf tohar kayona. So meaning the Be'er Sheva says, what do you mean there were never matir? There are cases where you could be matir one or the other in these highly unusual cases where different minim are inside different other minim. These funny cases in Maseches Chulin. So it's an interesting response to the criticism. The criticism is that all these things are mefurish in the Torah. Not everything is mefurish in the Torah. Sometimes you need the Tamid Chachamim that are the transmitters of the Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Akiva Maisi Trefasit Be Binyamin Kamei. When there are those people that came from the house of Binyamin, of the doctor, Binyamin Arofe, they brought him a behema that had a shayla of a trefa, if he saw a reason to be matirit, he would say, look, I'm being matir a raven for you. Meaning that even though there's a tzad to think that this animal is a trefa, because of my expertise in ilchus trefas, I'm able to tell you that it's not a trefa, that it's kosher. So that's ki'ilu, I'm being matir a raven. And when he saw a reason to be machmir, look, I'm asering a yona. Here's something that you thought might have been kosher. It was shechted properly. It was shechted kedin. It's from a min that is kosher, and it's still going to be aser for you. So it's only because of my Torah scholarship that I'm able to tell you that. So don't say that the chachamim were never able to be matir a raven or aser a yona. Happens all the time. Rav Papa says, I'll give you another example of an apikoros. Kigon to Amar, a person who says about Talmidei Chachamim, Hanu Rabbanon, that he refers to them as Hanu Rabbanon in the Lashon of Zilzil. He doesn't say Bedarach Kavod of Rabbeinu Sheva wherever. But he says Hanu Rabbanon. Rav Papa Ishtali va'Amar Kigon Hani Rabbanon. Rav Papa one time forgot and he accidentally let the word slip, kigon hani rabbanan ve'isim betanisa, and he wanted to do tshuva for having spoken with such irreverence about Talmidei Chachamim, so he fasted for having said that. He did tshuva for it. Levi bar Shmuel v'Rav Huna bar Chia havu kamasakni mitbuchos sifrei debei Rav Yehuda. They prepared the covers of this of the svarim of Rabbi Yehuda, because the chamra goes there that kisvei hakodesh are matamei aseyadayim. So they made covers for the svarim so that you could read from them without touching the svarim themselves. So they had cloth to separate your hands from the svarim. The reason that they had to make such a gezeret in Shabbos Daf Yudalid by the Irchas Davar that they were gozer. The reason they made such a gezeret that sifrei kodesh are matamei aseyadayim is because they used to keep the Sifrei Kodesh, people who would eat Truma would keep their Truma together with the Sifrei Kodesh because they were both holy, so they wanted to demonstrate that this food is not regular food, it's Truma, it's holy food. But if you put food near Svarim, food attracts mice, so the Achbarim would come and they would eat into the Svarim, so it would ruin all the Svarim. So there goes to the Sifrei Kodesh that touched them, so no one would want to put their Truma anywhere near the Sifrei Kodesh. It was a way of protecting. You would think it's like counterintuitive. You would think that that by being gozer Sifrei Kodesh from Tamei Yisayadayim, you're disrespecting the Sifrei Kodesh, that it's gonna transmit Tumah. But it was a way to protect the Sifrei Kodesh. It was a way to protect it from Tumah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orchaim Simkuf Mem Zayin that you're not allowed to be Oche Sefer Torah Arum. You're not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah directly skin to cloth contact. And the Rama writes that Hu Adin Lishar Kisvei HaKodesh. But he says, Lo Nog Hukain, but he says, it's Tov Lahachmir Im Lo Natal Yadav. So the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to touch at all directly. When it comes to other Sifrei Kodesh, that's a machlok, as the Rama says, whether you're allowed to touch it directly. But the minig is that you have to wash your hands before you touch other Sifrei Kodesh. So Magen Avraham writes that that's about Kisvei HaKodesh that are not written Ashuris Ala Or and Bidyo and Mikra Adin, there would be no Isser to touch. And that's why the Ramah says that he doesn't see people who are knowing Isser B'davar. But still, it's Tov Lahachmir Mlo Natal Yadav. But if there are Ksuvim Kedinam, meaning you have Sifrei Nach that are written on parchment and with proper writing, things like that, then may Ikra Adin, you're not allowed to touch it directly. Where do we have that? So some places have like a Sifrei Nach for reading the Torah, but we all have from Megillah's Esther. So Megillah's Esther, you're not allowed to touch without washing your hands. That's, I think, the standard psak. Every year, if Shechter reminds us of that, that people bring their Megillahs and they're always holding their Megillahs, that it's a halacha that people are not aware of, that you need to do Netilas Yadayim before you touch a Megillah directly. So anyway, so Levi Bar Shmuel and Rav Huna Bar Chiya were misaking the mitzvah of Sifrei Debei Rav Yehuda. Kimat to Megillas Esther, when they got to Megillas Esther, they weren't sure if it requires a mitpachas. They weren't sure if it requires a cloth. But they thought it doesn't, because the Shita in Megillah Dav Zayin is that Megillah Esther was not written, was not given to be written, it was only given to be read. They said to Rabbi Yehuda as a Shaila, where they thought they knew the answer, Ha Megillah Esther lo ba'yim mitpachas. Megillah Esther, l'chora, should not need a mitpachas. Amalu Rabbi responded, Ki aygavna nami mechsi kiafki rusa. The way you're saying it, it looks like apikorsis, and like you're being mevazen talmid chachamim, because it's really a shaila, and you're just saying it. You're saying, "Oh, Megillah Esther doesn't need a mitpachas." The proper way to speak to a talmid chacham is, "Rebbe, does a Megillah Esther require a mitpachas?" So that's the way to phrase the question. Now, the Marsha writes that since it's machlokas tanoim, if Megillah Esther does not have a din of kisvei hakodesh, they shouldn't have paskin that it doesn't. And the Marsha then explains that the the zilzal is not maybe in the way they spoke to the Rebbe, the way Rashi understands and the way the Marashad in the first explanation understands, but maybe the zilzal is in the Megillas Esther itself. That since everyone holds that Megillas Esther was written Baruach HaKodesh, the Gemara Megillah has, I don't know, like 7, 8, 9 explanations of how we know that Megillas Esther was written Baruach HaKodesh, then they shouldn't have said such a lashon, which makes it sound like it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and that's why it doesn't require a mitpachas. So the zilzal may not have been in the phrasing that they used to ask the question of the Rebbe, as a zilzal of the Rebbe, but maybe a zilzal of the Sefer itself. Rav Nachman says in Apikoros, "Zeh HaKori Rabbo B'Shmo," someone who calls his Rebbe by his name instead of saying Rebbe so and so. Zam Rabbi Yochanan Me'man Nenash Kechazi. Why is it that Kechazi was punished that he's Ein Lo Chelak Liolam Haba? So Mepnei Shakara the Rabbo B'Shmo, because he referred to Elisha by name. Shenemra, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Gechazi Adoni Amelech Zosi Isha V'Zebna Asher Hechia." Elisha, he didn't say Rabbi Elisha, he didn't say just straight referred to him by name. Now, the Yad Ramah writes that you cannot say that the Kavana is when we ask Miriman Nenash Gechazi, that it means why was he punished with Saras? Because that's Mufurish in the Psukim, that was because he asked for Matanos from Naaman after Elisha was Merabi Naaman from his Saras, and he didn't agree to take any Matanos from him, so that's why he got Saras. But the fact that also the fact that Gechazi called Elisha by his name was after he received his Saras. So we're asking about meaning we're relating calling him by his name to the different punishment of Ein Lo Chelek Liolam Abba. Now, says Gemara, Yasav Rabbi Yirmiyah Kameh de Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira, V'yasav Ka'amar, and Rabbi Zeira was darshaning. Asav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohotzi Nachal Nibes Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hashem is going to have a stream that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Va'alav Kol Mine Megodim. And right by that stream, there are going to be all sorts of sweet peiros that grow. Shenemar V'ala Nachal Yala Asfaso Mizeh Mizeh Kol Eitz It's every month its peiros are going to be ripened. The waters come from the Mikdash, and people will be able to eat the fruits, and the leaves are going to be valuable as well. So the Gemara is going to say what that means exactly. So certain elderly person said, yeah, so it's you're saying good. Rabbi Yochanan also encouraged such a teaching. So Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, ki agavna mechzi afkarusa, is that which that Zakein said after Rabbi Yochanan said this way, does that look like apikorsus? Because he said on his own, yashar, aside from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan already encouraged it. So it makes it look like Rabbi Zeira requires his encouragement, meaning that's also apikorsus sometimes, meaning that's also disrespectful sometimes to offer your own encouragement to that which was said, if it gives the impression that that which was said doesn't hold weight on its own, that it needs your encouragement. So Rabbi Zeira responded, what do you mean? The Zaken was coming to help along. That's not apikorsis. He wasn't denying, he wasn't arguing on anything that was said. Eli Ishmielach Hashmielach. If you heard something similar to that, such a teaching that there's apikorsis in something like that, so it must be that you heard the following, that Kihadi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'Kadarish, like the Maisa that happened, that Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and darshaning, that Asan Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avadim Tovus Margolios, that Hashem is going to bring precious gems and stones, Shein Shloshim al Shloshim Amos, that are 30 Amos by 30 Amos, V'chokik Bahem Eser Berum Esrim, and he's going to engrave in them on the size of 10 Amos wide by 20 Amos high, U'mamidan B'shari Yerushalayim, and he's going to stand these stones by the gates of Yerushalayim. Shneamar, because the Paskin Shayo says, V'samti kidcho d'shim shosayich u'sha'arayich la'avnei ekdach, and v'chol gvuleich la'avnei chefetz, the Paskin continues. So, katko good shimshosayich means that the windows, which are the shimshosayich, will be made of a precious gem called the kadkod, and the gates of Yerushalayim will be la'avnei ektach that Hashem is going to engrave, which you do with a sharp instrument in the size of 10 by 20 amos. So liglig alavos v'talmud. So there was a talmud listening to such a teaching, and he made a mockery of it. Amar hashta kabeyasa did tziltzila lo mashkechinan bismanas. You don't even find a precious gem the size of an egg of a small bird called the tziltzila. So kuli ay mashkechinan, you're going to find a stone, a precious gem of that size? That's impossible. Precious gems are very precious, even when they're way, way tinier than that. So to have something that big, it's not even imaginable that you could find such a thing. Liyamim, and then sometime later, Fligus Finas Abiyam, this Talmud was traveling by sea. Chazinu Malachi Asharis, and he saw Malachi Asharis to come in Nasri Avanim Tovos Margalios, that they were dealing with these very precious gems that were actually 30 by 30 amos and were engraved in an area 10 by 20 amos. So he asked the Talmud. The Talmud asked them, "Hani Laman, these precious gems. What are they for? What are you designating them for?" So Amri, the Malachi Asharis responded, "Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Amidim Shari Yerushalayim. These are being prepared to be stood at the gates of Yerushalayim." Kihadu, when the Talmud Chacham came back home, Ashchid Rabbi Yochanan Diyasav Kadarish, he saw Rabbi Yochanan sitting and teaching. So Amalei, the Talmud said, Rabbi Drosh, L'chado Lidrosh, keep teaching, keep preaching, you're saying good. Keshem Shamarta, because what you say in your drashas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna bring about in the days of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Kach Reisi, I saw that it's taka gonna be true. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Talmud, Reka, you person who's empty, Imlo Reisa, if you didn't see it with your own eyes, you would not believe it. You are a melagleg al divrei chachamim. You make a mockery of divrei chachamim. Yov be'ene, and he therefore cast his gaze upon this Talmud. Vaso gal shel tzamos, and he turned him into a pile of bones. Meaning the message on the pashat level seems to be that what is a human being other than just some bones and some flesh and some blood vessels? Meaning what gives us a life force? You can't see it. It's not something that's tangible. It's not something that... So if all you believe is that which you can actually see, that which is actually tangible, well, then you're nothing. Then you're not a living being to begin with. So that's that was the Mida Kenegan Mida. So Meisre, the Gemara challenges this drush of Oleich Eschem Komios. So we Pedash in the Pasuk, Reb Meir Omer, the Pasuk is telling us that Masayim Amma, that the height of people is going to be 200 Amos, because Komios is a lotion of two Komos, Kishtei Komos, Adam Rishon. So it means twice the height of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, the Gemara Chagiga says, himself was 100 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Komios means Mea Amma, Keneged Heichal Bekostav, corresponding to the Heichal in the Beis Hamigda in the Bayis Rishon, and its walls, which together are 100 Amos. Shenemar, Shabbeneinu Kinetiyim Megudalim Benu Ureim Benoseinu Kizavios Mechutavos Tavnis Heichal. Tavnis Heichal means the size of the Heichal. So it's a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, because if people are going to be 100 or 200 Amos tall, how could they get into gates of Yerushalayim that are only 20 amos high, like Rabbi Yochanan said, meaning you can have these precious gems and that are 30 by 30 amos, but carved out is going to be only a height of 20 amos. How are people that are 100 amos tall going to fit in through those gates of Yerushalayim? So Kikam Rabbi Yochanan L'chavi D'Bezika, when Rabbi Yochanan says that they're going to be carved in 10 amos by 20 amos, that's for the windows that the sun and the air should be able to go through. But the gates themselves are going to be way taller than that. That's just some windows to allow in sunlight and to allow in some air that are going to be 10 by 20 amos. Okay, so we had quoted this pasuk. Valei Lutrufa. So my Valei Lutrufa. What's that referring to? I mean, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Zayin where he said Valanachal. There's going to be the stream that comes out of the Kodesh Hakadoshim, and the Al Sfasim Mizeh Mizeh is going to be all sorts of Eitz Machal and the Megadim. You know, the Imperial Machal and Aleu Lutrufa. So my Valei Lutrufa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Rav Chista, they explain the Trufa as if it says Lahatir Peh. lahatir peh, and they argue which peh is are we being matir. Charam lahatir peh shel maila, that anyone who's mute who eats from these leaves is going to be his mouth is going to be opened up, the actual mouth of a human being, the peh shel maila, that it's going to be a cure for those who are unable to speak. V'charam lahatir peh shel mata, and some says it's some say that no, it refers to it's a euphemism. The word peh, it means to open up the womb of a woman who previously was unable to have children, that this is going to be a trufa, this is going to be a fertility medicine. Say it bar chiski amr lahatir peh ilmin, u bar kapara amr lahatir peh akaros, same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amr l'trufa mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it means literally l'trufa. My l'trufa, what does that mean, literally l'trufa? Rabbi Shlomo ben Achmeni amr l'tor panim shal balei peh. That balei peh are tamid chacham who learn Torah, and they use their mouths to learn Torah, and because they dedicate so much to learning Torah and Olam Hazeh, it causes them a lot of tzar. So they're going to have a hadras panim in Olam Haba by eating these leaves. That these leaves are going to provide them with a certain nourishment and a certain hadras panim that they're going to look great in Olam Haba. So Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon, once we're talking about the schar of Talmidei Chachamim, kala mashker panav al divrei Torah b'Olam Hazeh, someone who causes himself so much tzar in dedication to Talmud Torah in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavig zivav le'Olam Haba. Hashem is going to give him a gleam, a shine to his face in Olam Haba. Shenamra, the pasuk says, Mar'eu kalvanun bachur ka'arazim. So that someone who's mashker himself like an orev in Olam Hazeh, nizoch l'aslavo that Mar'eu kalvanun, that chuchumam takim v'kulam achmadim. Am Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Chaniloi, kalam marav atzmal devitor of Olam Hazeh, anyone who starves himself because he's so busy learning Torah in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be Oli Olam Haba. Hashem will satiate him in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Yirviyun Midash Mesecha V'Nach L'Adonecha Tashkeim. That those who are married themselves because of Limud Torah are going to have a lot of nourishment in Olam Haba. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Asa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litin L'Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Melo Umsa, Hashem is going to give a fistful to every single tzadik of goodness, Shenemar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Ya'amos Lanu HaKel Yishua Sein L'Sela, so Amalei Abayi B'Chiyav Shalom Arkeim, can you say that you could, that a person has the capacity to receive a fistful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Baruch Hu, Alok Var Nehmer, the Pasuk says, Mi Madad B'Shalomayim, V'Shamayim Bazeres Tikein, that the entire size of Shamayim is only the size of a pinky in relation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The distance Zeres is the distance from the Zeres to the Agodel. So there's no place in the world for Meloch Chofno of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalei my time Meloch Shechichas Bagadta. So Rabbi Dimi said to Abaye, why aren't you involved in learning and teaching Agadta? Because if you do that, you wouldn't be bothered by such a kasha, because Damri Ben Rav Mishmei de Rav Bar Mari, they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rav Bar Mari, Asar Kodesh Baruch Hu Litin L'Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Sholosh Mei V'Asara Olamos, that every tzadik is going to have 310 worlds. Shnamer Lahanchil Ove Yesh Vel Tzosei Mamalei Yesh B'Gematria is Tlas Mei V'Asara Avi is 310. So in those worlds, the tzadikim are going to get the Meloch Chofno of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's going to be space because there are going to be more worlds. Ein Achinami that there isn't space in the world as we know it. This Meimra is quoted in the Mishnah Maseches Uktzin, that Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Yosef Kodesh Baruch L'Anchel Chol Tzadik Shalosh Meos V'Asara Olamos L'Anchel Ove Yesh V'Sosem Amalei. So why does Rav Dimi need a raya from Rava Bar Mari? It's a Mishnah in Maseches Uktzin. So the Nadav Yehuda explains in a Tshuva in Tinyana Simen Kuf Samach Dalid that there's a chiluk between the Lashon of L'Anchel that it says in the Mishnah and the Lashon of Litain that Rava Bar Mari says, because even Abayi knew the Mishnah, he just thought that the tzaddik doesn't have the capacity to be mekabel the tova of melo umso of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even without the 310 olamos, the lashon of the hanchil that it says in Uktzin is that he's going to be zochen those olamos as far as being manchil to his children and to his grandchildren. That if the tzaddikim mitzad atzmam are not going to be able to get those olamos and receive those olamos fully, but but over the generations it will be given to his children and grandchildren. But Litain means that they're going to be able to receive all 310 worlds. Oh, they can actually receive it themselves. So then they can fill it with the Melechufno of Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's going to give them. Tanya, Rameiram, Bimita, Shadim, Modeid, Modinlo, the way a person treats other people, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to treat him. Because it says, by the Onesh of the Mitzrayim when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Bisasa B'shalcha Terivena, that when the Mitzrayim sent the Klal Yisrael out, they were punished the way they did in similar ways than that to what they did to Klal Yisrael. Sa'asa means a sa'a keneged sa'a, that the same measure that they did, they got back. Amar Bishur B'chiyav Shalom Arkein, can we really say that? Adam Nosim La Umso La Ani Bol Mazak, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosim La Umso La Umaba, Vaksiv Shemayim Bezeris Tikein, that a person and gives a handful to an ani in this world, so he's going to get a handful back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What happened to Shemayim Bezeres Tikein? That the whole Shemayim is only the size of a Zeres, which is way less than Meloim. So we can't possibly have the capacity to receive it. So Rameir responded, can you really say that this drush is not correct of Midah Tova, that Hashem is Meitiv to a person, is in the same Midah that the person did to somebody else? Ezui Midah Meruba, Midah Tova Meruba, Midah Pranas, which is greater, the Midah Tova of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Midas Pranas. Have you ever Midatova Meruba? Certainly Midatova is Meruba Mimidas Pranas. But Midatova Ksiv, and by Midatova, by the Mun coming down, it says, Vayitzav Shchaka Mimal Vadalsi Shemayim Pasach Vayim Taraleim Mun Leechol. So the Tova was opened up in the size of two Delosos, it describes. Midas Pranas, and by the Mabel, it says, Hu Omer Va'arubos HaShemayim Niftachu, that Hashem opened up two Arubos, that since there are four Arubos in every door, so the Midah Tova is four times the size of the Midas Pranas. So says Gemara, but Midas Pranas Ksiv, the Raya that Midas Pranas is given to a person in a measure that's more than he's able to be sovel, because it says the Yatzu V'ra'u B'figrei Ha'anashim Haposhim Bi Kitolatam Lo Tamos V'Isham Lo Tichbe V'Yudaron L'Chol Basar V'La'adu Moshe Etzbo'u B'Ur Bal Mazeh Mi'anichva. A person puts his finger in fire in this world and he immediately gets burnt. So and the pasuk describes an ash that the Rishayim are going to be that never gets extinguished in Olam Haba, and somehow they're going to be able to be sovel that fire to continue to suffer through that fire. So l'kshem shnos haKadosh Baruch Hu koach b'Rishayim l'kabel pernusam kach nos haKadosh Baruch Hu koach l'tzadikim l'kabel tovasan. That in a chinami, we don't have the capacity for all the bracha that Hashem wants to give us, but He'll give us the capacity, just like Hashem gave the Rishayim, will give the Rishayim the ability to receive their punishment in such great measure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give tzaddikim the ability to receive their schar in such great measure. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva Omer Af HaKori B'Sfar Machitzonim. The Rabbi Akiva said, who else is Ein Lam Chelik Olam Haba? Even people who read Sfar Machitzonim. So Tana B'Sifrei Tzedokim. So the Brisa says, Rabbi Akiva means to say the Sifrei Tzedokim that are kofar Ba'Hashem. Rabbi Yosef Amr Sefer Ben Sira Nami Asur L'Mikri, that there, you're also not allowed to read Sefer Ben Sira because it has Dvarim Betelim, so it's going to lead you to Bittul Torah if you read Sefer Ben Sira. So it may not be Kfira, but it's Dvarim Betelim. So I'm going to buy my timer. What are the Dvarim Betelim that are written in Sefer Ben Sira that you're so concerned about? If you're going to say Mishum Dekasa Bey, because it says in Sefer Ben Sira, Lo Tintosh Gildona Me Udone De Lo Lezel Mashke Lechavla, that a person should not peel a fish called a Gildona, even not the skin around the ear of the fish, so that it should, the skin should not be lost and become worthless. Elitzli Yase Benura Ve'echel Beit Tartan Gritzim. So rather you should roast it on a fire, and through that because it's big, you're going to be able to eat two challahs with it, because so that teaching of Sefer Ben Sira is Dvarim Betelim. What's he teaching us? It doesn't sound like anything. So Imi Pashte, if you're going to read it like the Pashtus of it, not to throw out this Or Hadog, but Raisa Sinamik Silva. In the Torah also it says something very similar. It says the beginning of the pasuk is Ki Sotzer al Ir Yam Rabin Li Lachem Ela Letafsa. That when you go and you conquer a city, so the pasuk says Lo Sashka Seseitza, that you're not allowed to destroy the trees, you're not allowed to cut down the trees. So you see the Torah is also makpid about destroying things unnecessarily. There's an Isra Baltashkis. So just like you're not allowed to destroy otherwise productive trees, you're also not allowed to destroy otherwise productive fish skins. So why is that such a problem? And Imi Drasha, and if you're saying that that it's the deeper interpretation of those words, that's also not Dvar Metelim. It's telling us Derech Eretz, the Livel, Shalok Adarka, that a person shouldn't be Bovel, Shalok Adarka, because the Zera is Ki'ilu with Zera Levatala, because the Zera is not going to be able to impregnate a woman. So that's what it's telling us, Derech Eretz, not to be Bovel, Shalok Adarka. So what is the Dvar Metelim Sefer Ben Sira? Oh, maybe it's what it says in the Pasuk, maybe it's what it says in Sefer Ben Sira, Basla Avia Matmonas Shav, that a daughter for her father is a Matmonas Shav. Mipachta Loishan Balayla, he's so worried about her that he doesn't sleep at night, Bekatnusa, when she's young, Shama Tispata, because maybe someone will take advantage of her, Binarusa, once she is already a little more physically mature, and she's a Nara, but she's not yet a Bogaras, so she's not ready to get married, Shema Tizna, he's afraid she's going to misbehave herself. Bagro, once she becomes fully mature, Shema Lo Tinase, then he's worried about Shiduchim already. Niseis, and once she gets married, Shema Lo Yela Banim, he's worried that maybe she's not going to be able to have children. Hiskina, she gets older, Shema Tasek Shafim, he's worried she's going to get involved in Kishuf. So all of that is Dvarim Betelim. Says Gemara, it's not such a dvarim b'teilim. Harabbanu nami amruah. The Chacham say something very similar. That yev shali olam b'lo zecharim b'lo nekevos. Ashri mishabanu zecharim b'lo mishabanu nekevos. The Chacham say, it's in a few places in Shas, that the world cannot exist without zecharim and nekevos. But fortunate is someone whose children are zecharim and oilo for someone whose children are nekevos, even though the world needs both of them. So that's very similar to what Ben Sira is saying, that there's a lot of worry and concern with having daughters. No, you want to know what's the Dvar Metelim Ben Sira? It says Lotel Davia Belibach the Gavri Gibarin Kotel Davia. Don't allow worry to enter your heart, because worry kills people, even very strong people. It will the anxiety and the worry will crush a person. Well, Hashlama Amar Hashlama Melch already said the Daga Belevish Yashchena, that when a person is worried, say Yashchena, take that worry and Yashchena. So we darshan as if it says Yisichena. So there's Machlokas. That you should be masiach das from your daga, try to distract yourself so you don't have that worry. And some say, no, you need to talk about it. These are the answer is yesh v'yesh, right? Some people, the way they're best equipped to deal with their worry is by distracting themselves from it and thinking about other things. Other people cannot stop thinking about it unless they talk it out. And once they talk it out, they're able to feel better. So what is the Dvar Metelim Sefer Ben Sira? It says, Menar Rabbi Mitoch Beischa, that people you don't have any business with, you don't have any dealings with, don't have them come to your house. Even the people that you do, don't bring people into your house all the time. Try to speak to people outside of your house. Not everything belongs inside your house. But Rabbi Nami Amar, but Rabbi Donas, he said something similar. That Rabbi also says you shouldn't have so many people around your house all the time. So what are the Dvarim B'Teilim and Sefer Ben Sira? It says that Zildekan, Kurtaman, Avdekan, Sachsan, Denafach Bikisei, Lotzache. So that a person who has a very thin and weak beard is a Kurtaman. He's a wise person and very, very, very sharp. Someone who has a thick beard is a Shota. And Denafach Bikisei, someone who blows into his coast to remove the foam at the top of the wine, Lotzachi, it's a simon that he's not thirsty, because if he was thirsty, he would drink right away. So those are the three teachings of the Sefer Ben Sira, that someone who has a shvacha beard must be very smart, someone who has a thick beard is probably an idiot, and someone who blows off the foam from the top of his cup, it must not be thirsty. So Amar, and if a person says, b'may eichu lachma, with what type of spread will I eat my bread? Lachma Savmine, take away his bread from him because he's obviously not hungry. That's the fourth teaching. And a person who is whose beard is split into two. It's as if he has a split in the middle of his beard. And no one is going to be able to overpower him because he's going to be so tricky and so clever because he's always thinking of new things, and that to the point where he's stroking his beard so much that he got a giant bald spot right in the middle of his beard. So that's the Dvarim B'Teilim. That's the stuff you're not allowed to read in Sefer Ben Sira. The good things that it has, we should darshan publicly. Isha tova matana tova, that a good wife is a great matana b'chek yirei elukim tinasin, and is given to in the lap of a yirei elukim. Isha ra'a tzara'as l'baila, and isha ra'a is a tzara'as to her husband. My takantis, what do you do about it? Yigarshan b'besu v'yisrapi mitzara'ato, get rid of, divorce her, and then you won't have that tzara'as. Isha yafa ashrei baila, a good woman, fortunate is her husband. Misapra yamav kiflayim ha'leimei nechamei isha schein, pentilakid b'mutsudasa, al teit etzal baila limsoch imo yayin v'shechar, ki b'tor isha yafa rab Mushkaso Vatsumim Kolarugeha, Rabim of Pitze Rochel, that those who go around selling the Tachshitin Hashem, sometimes he's in a woman's house to sell her the Tachshitin. When the husband finds him alone with the wife, he's going to beat him up. So, Margilim Ledvar Erva, Kenitzos Mavrigachelas. People who are margil themselves for Dvar Erva and they sin, it's like a Nitzos Mavrigachelas, like a spark of a fire that burns a coal, so too their averos are going to destroy everything that they have. Kichluv malei of, that the birds appear on the outside, and even their feathers go on the outside. Kein bateim, so too the homes of these people who are ragil be'erva are malei mirma, are full of deceit, and it's ultimately going to be revealed. People are ultimately going to know about it. So then the Gemara Be'ez Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with other nice things it says in Sefer Ben Sira, other good teachings of Sefer Ben Sira. Okay, have a good day, everyone.